The Philippines, a country where nearly 79% of its population are Catholics. Very few countries are home to more Catholics than the Philippines. As of 2010, there were about 76 million Catholics living in the Philippines, roughly the same as the number living in the United States. The two countries have the world's third and fourth largest Catholic populations behind Brazil and Mexico. Now, a young 13-year-old known for a devout lifestyle may become the country's third saint after San Lorenzo Ruiz and San Pedro Quelungsod, and one of the youngest saints in the world. Her name is Nina Ruiz Abad, and she was born on October the 31st, 1979 in Quezon City, the Philippines, where she spent her formative years with her devoted mother and her only sibling, Marianne. Nina's mother, affectionately known as Attorney Abad at their parish, was a witness to their life in Quezon City and was an avid devotee of the Divine Mercy devotion. She was also a woman of few words but full of works of charity. These examples over the years would soon be picked up by her daughter Nina. Tragedy struck the family very early on when Nina's father passed away when she was only 2 years of age. Nina attended the University of the Philippines Child Study Center in Diliman, Quezon City for nursery school, then the Holy Angels Montessori School in the same city for kindergarten through second grade. Now, the family relocated to Sarat, Ilocos Norte in April of 1988 after her mother was offered a new job. It was at the age of 10 when the little one was diagnosed with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which was an incurable cardiac condition. But despite this, Nina had a lasting impression on everyone she came into contact with. Her unshakable faith and commitment to God was what set her apart from everyone else. Her devotion to God and to the Blessed Virgin Mary was unfathomable. She loved to pray the Angelus and the Rosary daily at home, and even encouraged all her members of her family and house helpers to join her. She never got tired praying before going to school, upon arriving home, before going to bed, upon waking up in the morning, before and after meals. She prayed from 1 to 1.5 hours kneeling with stretched arms and raised hands, with closed eyes, in front of the main altar, in the house, in deep devotion and perseverance to God. She also offered to God in front of the altar her personal belongings and school materials. She completed first year of high school at the Mariano Marcos State University Laboratory High School in Lawag, Ilocos Norte, after graduating at the top of her class. In June of 1993, after her mother's post underwent another change, the family returned to Quezon City, beginning a new chapter in their life. When a Catholic priest first met Nina in 1993, he immediately saw that she was unique. Nina showed a degree of dedication that was uncommon and amazing for someone so young. In school, she prayed most of the time, such as before she took tests, performed activities, and even during playtime. Her teachers recounted that in whatever thing she did in school, she started and offered them to God through prayers and meditation. She reminded them to embrace God first, her life's motto, which became a byword for everyone in school. Nina had a strong devotion to the Holy Eucharist. She always attended Mass and visited the church and chapel, particularly at the Chapel of Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Lawag City, before and after going to school daily. Indeed, Nina's prayerful life was full of reverence, worship, and intimate relationship with God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and to the Blessed Virgin Mary. She devoted her life to providing religious supplies, including rosaries, Bibles, and prayer books. Nina was a walking testament to piety and religion, always dressed in immaculate white, silent, but was always ready to give her innocuous smile to everyone. Nina was always merciful, as manifested in various acts of kindness and compassion to others. As recalled by her teachers, classmates, and friends, she was ready to extend help to her classmates who were financially needy, to those who needed help in their schoolworks, and even simply listen to their concerns or problems. Her kindness extended to how she treated others, since she too was careful not to hurt or offend anyone. If her classmates happened to start bullying her, she did not treat them with any negative or ill words. Instead, she remained meek without showing any signs of retaliation. Now, Nina's zeal in evangelizing was unusual for her age. It's common to see children her age mingling with friends or focused on cartoons and toys. But for Nina, every act was to evangelize others. She demonstrated how a strong faith can mold a person's character by embracing prayer and worship with reverence. The tragic day came on August 16, 1993, when Nina suffered from a heart attack while at school. She was rushed to the hospital but passed away. Nina's remains were brought to her hometown in Ilocos Norte, where she was laid to rest at a public cemetery in Sarat. Now, although Nina tragically passed away from her illness at the young age of 13, her inspirational spiritual legacy lives on today. Nina Ruiz Abad's life served as an example of how faith can overcome obstacles. She is an outstanding role model for the young and for all Catholics because of her persistent devotion to God and a commitment to prayer. Her story will continue to inspire and have a profound influence on countless lives as her path to sainthood progresses. Nina Ruiz Abad, pray for us. You're going somewhere.